very hungry and probably very grumpy. Any more rumbling tummies? Any more rumbling tummies?
Bye.
Oh my goodness me. They had come to hear Jesus. They'd come before breakfast, afternoon, and past dinner. None of them meant to be there that long, but that's how it was listening to Jesus. You felt like time didn't exist. You could stay for hours, and they did. But they hadn't brought enough food. And there wasn't anywhere to buy some. No McDonald's, no pizza. That hadn't even been invented. What would they do? But then one of Jesus's friends had an idea.
Ding! Why don't we send everyone home for dinner?
They don't need to go. You can give them something to eat.
But we don't have any money.
What food do you have?
I have some.
There was a little girl in the crowd. She brought the picnic that her mum had made. What have you got?
5 loaves and 2 fish.
Oh, not enough for 5,000 people.
That's not enough.
But do you know what? They were wrong. Jesus knew he could make it enough, more than enough.
Bring me what you have. Now watch.
How could Jesus feed everyone with that?
But you see, God made all the fish in the ocean. God put all the stars in the sky. God made everything out of nothing. So Jesus took the little lunch. He looked up to heaven and he thanked his Father.
Thank you, Father.
And he gave the lunch back to his friends. And when Jesus's friends started to hand it out, no matter how much they broke off, there was always more. And more. And more. And more. Enough for everyone. And leftovers. So there were no more rumbling tummies. Everybody was satisfied. Oh, let's just hear a big satisfied. Oh, Jesus did many more miracles like this because that's what Jesus does. He takes nothing and he makes it everything. He takes emptiness and he fills it up. And he takes what you offer him, and he takes care of others through you. Can I have a big round of applause for our actors? Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much for that drama. What a fantastic story that is. And this morning, I want to try and see, what do we learn about Jesus from that story? Has anyone here ever felt, oh, I wish I could just be on my own for a bit? Anyone like felt like that? I can see a few parents, yes. What about some of you children? Do you sometimes think, oh, I wish my little sister or my little brother would leave me alone? I just want to be on my own. You know, sometimes at home, I've got 4 daughters and sometimes I feel that it's Daddy, Daddy, or Will, or Daddy. Oops, whoosh. Sometimes I shout down from where I am, he's gone away. So, the story today, it's the day started with Jesus wanting to go off and be somewhere quiet on his own with the disciples. He said, let's go somewhere quiet and be together. But all the crowds, all the people that had been listening to Jesus, found out that he was going off, and they followed them. They went round another route, and when Jesus got to where he was wanting to be, there was all the crowds. How do you think he felt? He thought it was great. He didn't say, oh no, look at all the crowds that have come and we wanted to be alone. It says in the Gospels, Jesus welcomed them. He didn't just put up with them, he welcomed them. He said he had compassion on them, he loved them. And he sat down again and taught them some more, and we're told he healed the people that were ill. Well, our story then, the drama comes in. Later that night, later that same day, everyone was hungry. And the disciples said, food. Now, do you know, I sometimes wonder. I wonder what the motives, I wonder what the disciples were really thinking. Were they really concerned about all those people? Or did they think, here's a good chance to get everyone sent home and we can be alone with Jesus as we wanted to? But anyway, they said, let's send them home. But Jesus was having none of that. Jesus said, no, we're going to meet their needs. We're going to feed them today. So, that's my first thing that we learn about Jesus from today's story. Jesus will always welcome you. He's always got time for you. If you think you're good or if you think you're bad, if you're important or if you think you're not very important, if you're someone small or someone very big, if you come to Jesus, he will listen to you. You may not feel like it, but I can promise you, he's interested in you, he listens to you, and he's got time for you. So, what else can we learn about Jesus? Well, one of the ways we can find out about someone is the things they do. Can I have a couple of people to help me? Just a couple of people. We don't have to do very much to come and stand out here. Someone like to come and help? Come on then. Yes, do you want to come and stand here? Amy, do you want to come out? Now, I want you to tell me. You can come as well, it's all right. I want you to tell me, like, here, I'll let you put this on. And you need to hold that. You want to stand there? Amy. You can have the hair dryer if you like. You put this around your neck. You can have that and stand there, but you've got to have this as well. Look, can you do that? Can you click those scissors for me? Just give us a careful of your head. So, if you see someone doing this, wearing a helmet and using one of these, who do you think he is? What is he? A builder. Yes, he's probably a builder. If you see someone using one of these, and let's have a little bit of a click. Click the scissors. What do you think he might be? At the back there. Shout out. He might be a hairdresser. If you see someone using one of these, do you want to go and, why don't you go and listen to Nico's chest? Just make sure he's okay. If you see someone doing a doctor, yes, or something like this. Whoops. You'd like to hold that. Put those down. Hold that. Now then. If you see someone, we've already talked about this today. Someone talked about using some of these. What do you think someone who uses that is? A chef or a cook. So when we made those biscuits, you can roll them out. Roll the biscuits out, yes? Right, last thing. Who wants to, Amy, do you want to look at Amy? Right, this is an Acme Thunderer whistle. Now, let me just, Amy, here we go. Right, give us a blast. Now, go on, careful your ears. Big loud blast, go on. Right, now, if you see her running around blowing a whistle like that, what do you think, if she's doing that, what do you think she might be? A PE teacher, yes, I hadn't thought of that, but that's very good, yes. I heard someone else say something. Or a referee or something like that. Yes, okay, let's... tangled up now. Okay, thank you very much. Do you want to put them back? Put them back. You can go sit down. Well done. Very good. We have the whistle now. One more blast. Put it back in the... Put it back in there. Come on, then. One blast. Finish. Well done. So, by what people are... By what we see people doing, we can tell something about who they are. So, what did the people in our story see Jesus doing today? What did they see Jesus doing? Any thoughts? What did they see him doing? He provided. He provided food. Do you remember where they were? I'm not sure if it came out particularly well. They were in a very lonely, quiet place. Because you remember, there was nowhere around to get food. They had to send them away. And, do you know, that's really important that Jesus provided food in a lonely, deserted place. Because God's people were waiting for someone special to come from God, to deliver them, to save them. And one of the things that they thought that person would do would be to provide them food in their lonely, deserted place. It went back to when God, in the desert, when his people were in the desert and God provided them food. It was a sign of the special person that was to come. And it's just what Jesus did. And did he do it by going to the Pizza Hut or buying the takeaway that we heard in the story? No, they didn't exist. He did it by using the power of the Creator. He created, he multiplied those fish and the bread. So Jesus was someone very, very special. And that's my second thing I think we learn about Jesus. That he is the Creator God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, who holds all things in the universe together. Amazing, this story, the picture that it gives us of Jesus. And today, especially, it's good to remember that God is the Creator God. This harvest day, he is the Creator of all things, who provides for us and on whom we depend, and we give him thanks for that today. Who's ever been to a party? Most people have been to a party. What have you done at a party? What do you do at a party? You play games? What else do you do at a party? I can see lots of people going, what do you do at a party? Yes. Eat ice cream. Yeah, what else do you eat at a party? Anything else? What's people's favourite party food? We heard biscuits earlier on. Doritos. What's your favourite? Cake. What else do people like at parties? Biscuits. More biscuits. What do you like? Sweets. Yes. At parties, we eat lots of things at a party. And this story today, they had a party. It was a feast. There was so much food. It was like an enormous feast. And in that reading from the, it was from the Jesus Storyteller Bible, it says they were satisfied. Oh, yes. And you'd be so satisfied, you pat your tummy at the end. Oh, I couldn't eat another thing. And it says they had two or three or even four helpings of food. It was an amazing feast. And you know, it's important because that feast was a picture of how the Bible describes heaven and everlasting life. It says that we will have a feast with Jesus forever, a banquet with Jesus, with everlasting blessing. And the important thing is, and this is my third thing we learn about Jesus, that you are all invited to that feast. You are all invited to have that feast and blessing. Now, I've got an invitation here. I won't tell you where it's for, but it says at the bottom, dress, formal, brackets, dinner jacket, stroke, black tie, close brackets, medals, decorations, and the society's badges. Now, this is an invitation to me. I'm going to this place in a couple of weeks' time. And the problem is, I hardly even know what a dinner jacket and black tie means, let alone having any medals to wear. So, I don't know. Decorations? Does that mean I can put some tinsel on? What do you think? I don't know. I think if I turn up at this place with tinsel and, well, just my jeans or whatever, I don't think they're going to let me in, probably. Now, the feast that we're invited to. It won't matter what you're wearing at that feast, but there is one requirement. And Jesus, when he spoke at other times, did say what this requirement was. He says, you've got to be perfect. You've got to be perfect. That's a bit depressing, really, isn't it? Because however hard I try, I'm never perfect. I can promise you that, and my family and children will tell you. However hard I try, I'm never perfect. But the point is that Jesus, after this event, he died on the cross. And I don't understand fully how it works, but what Jesus did was he took away all the things that we do wrong, and he gave us his perfection, so that we can go to that feast that we are all invited to. But we just have to ask him. We've got the invitation. We just need to respond and say, Jesus, yes, make me perfect so that I can come to your feast, everlasting feast. So that's the third thing. Jesus invites us all to the feast. Last thing. Can you remember our story? Who is it slightly changed in the drama today? Who is it that provided the loaves and fishes? Yeah? Go on, shout out. Sorry, I was pointing behind you, Craig. I thought that's a deep voice from that little boy. It was a little girl today, wasn't it? But that doesn't matter. It was someone quite small and insignificant. How much food did they have? Can you remember? Who remembers the story? How much did they have? Five, what did you say? 5,000 people. How much food did that little girl have today? Does anyone else remember? Can you remember? 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There's the 2 fishes. I've got one of the loaves here. What did the friends of Jesus in our story do when the little girl came up with those 5 loaves and fishes? Do you remember? They laughed at her. What do you mean? That's ridiculous. It's ridiculously little. Ridiculously little. But do you know, Jesus received what that little girl offered, even though it was so small and insignificant. He received what she offered, and he accepted it, and he used it. Now, Jesus took the food, he blessed it, he gave thanks to God, and then did he give it out? Who gave the food out? Do you remember from the story? Who gave the food out? The disciples, Jesus' friends. So here we are, here's one of those loaves. So there were 5,000 people, 5 loaves. This loaf has got to feed 1,000 people. Now, the way I read the story, Jesus didn't pray for the food and kapow, there was suddenly a great heap of bread. No, he prayed and thanked God for the food. And there was the loaf. Here are, disciples, here's the bread. Give it out. If I was that disciple, this is feeding 1,000 people. You start to give it out. 1,000 people. Gosh, that was probably a bit much, actually. You start to give it out. He starts to give it out. And suddenly he realizes it's not running out. It's a miracle. The miracle starts to happen as the disciple starts to do what Jesus says. The heap of food wasn't there. It didn't happen until the disciple started to give out the food and saw that Jesus was able to do what he said. So, what's the fourth thing? That if you have accepted that invitation and you're a follower of Jesus, however little you think you've got to offer, even if you're very small and you think, what can I do for Jesus? I would say, if you offer whatever you can, whatever help you give to your friends or to people in need, Jesus can take that and do amazing things with it. But there's a big challenge, to me especially. You have to step out and start doing that. Because there wasn't a massive heap of bread there when Jesus said, go on then, give it out. They had to start giving it out. And then the miracle happened. And what an amazing picture of how God meets the needs of the people through the ministry of God's people, through the power of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this story. Thank you for what Jesus did on that day. This miracle, which was so important, the only miracle in all the four Gospels. Lord, I pray and thank you that it showed that he is the Creator God. He is God and all-powerful. But thank you that although that's true, Jesus has got time for all of us. Thank you, Jesus, that you've got time for all of us, however small we are. And thank you that you invite us to your feast, to be with you forever. And thank you that you make it possible by dying for us on the cross. And Lord, help us to serve you, knowing that we can do amazing things through you with whatever little thing we have to offer. Amen.